April 20, 1923. God does his greatest works in virgin and unknown souls. I was thinking over what has been said above, and my poor mind was swimming in the sea of the divine will. I felt as though drowned in it. In many things I lack the words. In others, since they are many, I am unable to keep the order, and it seems to me that I put them on paper disconnected. But it seems that Jesus bears with me. It is enough that I write them. And if I don't, he reproaches me, saying, "Mind this, these are not things that must serve you alone, but must serve others too." Now, I was thinking to myself, if Jesus loves so much that this way of living in the divine will be known, since it will be a new era which will bring so much good as to surpass the very goods of his redemption, he could have spoken to the Pope who, as the head of the church, having the authority, could immediately influence the members of the whole church by making known this celestial doctrine, and by bringing this great good to the human generations. Or he could have spoken to some authoritative people. To them it would be easier. But how can I, poor ignorant one and unknown, make this great good known? And Jesus, sighing and pressing me more tightly to himself, told me, "Daughter, so very dear to my supreme volition, it is my usual way to do my greatest works in virgin and unknown souls. And not only virgin by nature, but virgin in their affections, heart and thoughts, because true virginity is the divine shadow, and only in my shadow can I fecundate my greatest works." During the times in which I came to redeem there were also pontiffs and authorities, but I did not go to them, because my shadow was not there. Therefore I chose a virgin, unknown to all, but well known to me. And if true virginity is my shadow, it was divine jealousy that, choosing her unknown, wanting her all for myself, kept her unknown to all others. But even though this celestial virgin was unknown, I made myself known, by making my way to make redemption known to all. The greater the work I want to do, the more I cover the soul with the appearance of the most ordinary things. Now, since the persons you mention are known people, the divine jealousy could not maintain its watch, and the divine shadow, oh, how hard it is to find it. And besides, I choose whomever I please. It is established that two virgins must come to humanity's aid, one for the salvation of man, and the other to make my will reign upon earth, to give man his terrestrial happiness, to unite two wills, the divine and the human, and make them one, so that the purpose for which man was created may have its complete fulfillment. I myself will take care of making my way to make known what I want. What I most care about is to have the first creature in whom to centralize my volition, and that my will may have life in her on earth as it does in heaven. The rest will come by itself. This is why I always say to you, your flight in my will, because the human will contains weaknesses, passions, miseries, which are veils that prevent one from entering into the eternal volition. And if they are grave sins, they are barricades that form between one will and the other. And if my fiat on earth as it is in heaven does not reign upon earth, this is precisely what prevents it from doing so. Therefore, to you is it given to tear these veils, to knock down these barricades, to make of all human acts as the one single act by the power of my will, overwhelming them all, and bringing them to the feet of my celestial Father, as though kissed and sealed by his very will. So that, in seeing that one creature has covered the whole human family with his will, attracted and pleased, he may let his will descend upon earth through her, making it rain on earth as it does in heaven.